Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Military veterans join Virtue Recovery to expand community outreach with hope and support. Virtue Recovery welcomes U.S. Marine Corps veteran Adam Khosrowabadi and U.S. Army veteran Chauncey Nash to their business development team, expanding support for veterans and individuals facing addiction, PTSD, and mental health challenges. Both bring professional expertise and lived experiences to guide individuals and families on the path to recovery. Virtue Recovery's whole-person approach to addiction and mental health care focuses on healing every layer of a person's life, offering dual diagnosis treatment, evidence-based therapies, and individualized support. Adam and Chauncey's addition strengthens the mission of providing hope, healing, and lasting recovery for individuals and families nationwide.
The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of Florida, a mental health watchdog organization, hosts weekly events educating citizens on important mental health issues. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of Florida, a mental health watchdog organization, hosts weekly events in Clearwater educating citizens on important mental health issues. With over 1,000 events held, attorneys, doctors, and clinical pharmacists provide information on Florida's mental health law, individual rights, and the impact of underlying physical ailments. Attorney Carmen Miller, a former assistant public defender, leads seminars on mental health law and hosts workshops on psychiatric living wills. Alternative medicine professional Dr. Jared Roscoe explains how psychiatric drugs affect the body, while clinical pharmacist Pamela Seafeld covers the side effects of drugging children. The complimentary seminars vary each month, and those interested can call 727-442-820 or visit the center at 109 N Fort Harrison Avenue, Clearwater, Florida.
ADAP Advocacy supports 340B rebate model. ADAP Advocacy has urged the Health Resources and Services Administration to modify its proposed 340B rebate pilot project, calling it deeply flawed and potentially contrary to the Administrative Procedure Act. The organization fully endorses the implementation of a rebate model for all covered entities under the 340B drug pricing program, especially hospitals. ADAP CEO Brandon M. Maxatta stated that state AIDS drug assistance programs have already demonstrated the success of retrospective rebates without causing delays or administrative burdens. ADAP Advocacy's 340B map shows a concerning pattern of hospitals growing their 340B programs while reducing charity care commitments. The organization emphasizes the effectiveness of a rebate model, citing the significant growth in funding for HIV/AIDS programs through 340B rebates. To learn more about ADAP Advocacy and their efforts to improve access to care for persons living with HIV/AIDS, visit adapadvocacy.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.